Welcome back, Hunter Logan Unmiked. I'm Hunter Logan. Yeah, this is episode 3, season 10. I'm talking about the Lenox Spring Hill Annual Volunteer Fire Department Festival. I got invited to be a part of it and to perform. And this trip would be a dual trip. When I say dual, I would be doing it as HLE Radio and as Hunter Logan the Otters. Now, this is one of those ones where I do both. Which, as you know, during prior podcasts, I told you. However, we could do both, one, whatever. However God wants to use me, I'm going. If I can afford to go, I'm going. I had forgot that I said that I would go ahead and get there and do the show there Friday morning. With all of Roland's appointments, I completely forgot that I was doing that. And then I got a text from John Richardson, who is the organizer of this, one of the organizers of it. He said, "Hey man, what time can I expect you?" And I'm like, "That's today." I'm like, "Oh man." I said, "I'm coming in tomorrow after the morning show." And I said, "Did I commit to doing the morning show there?" And he's like, "Well, you said something about it." And I'm like, "Oh man." So I was still in the middle of practicing, trying to, I'd been chasing the tone, right? You remember the tone chaser episode? Well, I was trying to get all that ready and get that all done for this. Anyway, I got it. And so I had to get everything for the show, too. I'm like, I hadn't did a remote in so long. So I went ahead and got everything together. And I guess I got on the road about 2:30, 3:30, something like that. It's only a 5.5-hour drive, so it's not that bad. It's all interstate. I just hate 10 and 12. I-10 and I-12, they just suck. Horrible. Coming and going. You can't. They just suck. Anyway, I get on the road. I get everything packed. I get going. And on my way, of course, I-10. Man. Right before the Baton Rouge Bridge, this big 18-wheeler wrecker pulls out from the median from the in front of me. I got to slam on my brakes. I'm like, what the heck? So after that, I get rolling, of course. Backed up in traffic in Baton Rouge. Bottleneck, that's a 35-minute deal. Anyway, I get through all that and get rolling fine. Make it in. It was raining lightly. It stays raining for a bit. Starts raining that night. Friday morning, I'm going to do the morning show at the firehouse. Go check the internet. And seems like I'd be able to do it. They got internet or whatever, so should be okay. So get on back and visit a little bit, but man, John is so busy going back and forth, making sure they got this, they got that, and back and forth and everything. So I'm staying in the bus. He's got a Silver Eagle bus, and I've stayed in it before when I went to shoot the video down there. That's the same place I went to shoot the video before he's coming back. But this time, one of the airbags is busted. So it's got a lean to it. The bus got a lean to it. I got in it, man. I'm like having throwbacks from being on the ship, coming back from the Cozumel when we're in the high waves. I'm leaning, always leaning down, man. I'm like, it was fine. It was fine. It was good. you know, I get in there and I finally get settled and get rested. I guess it's about 12:30, 1 o'clock before I get to bed, and got to be up at around 5 to get the firehouse and set everything up, because I don't know. It's been so long. I want to make sure I got everything set up right to do the show. And I do. I get it. Finally get it. And of course, you know, I'm working around the guys. They're doing, preparing all those Boston butts and everything. They got to get them cooked and all that stuff. And seasoning them. All that stuff's going on. Setting up. And I get it ready to go. And it connects. But it's skipping. I'm like, oh no. I know what that is. I know it automatically. I know what that is. It's not enough internet. There's not enough speed. So I get the guys to, you know, disconnect their phones from the from it to see if that'll help. Well, it helps a bit, but not enough. It's still skipping. And so after about 45 minutes, I'm like, well, or 30 minutes or so, I'm like, we can't do this. I don't want to do it. So I'm having to cancel the morning show. I tried. And so I'm going to do it on my phone rest time. Figured I'd break in. But the thing you used to break in, they used to have a program, a radio code, don't have it anymore. So I can't do it. I'm like, well, I can't do anything then except just play, put it back on the music. And that's what I did. So I didn't get to do the morning show live, but I tried. I really did. I tried. So the rest of the day, I helped out where I could. And then I practiced a bit, you know, ran over my set list and stuff and got everything and helped out as much as I could. I couldn't help much because it's more in the way of anything, but it was raining. It just stayed raining, so there wasn't much you could do. And it rained all night Friday. Saturday morning before the festival, it was raining. I think it stopped at 7:10 or something like that. Now, the event starts at 9. You still got to set up the stage and stuff, and it's still wet, but it finally stopped. And the event's over at like 2, but we ended at like 2:30. And then the rain's coming back again. It's crazy. Just held up enough for that. It went good still. I mean, people were able to, they were able to raise money for the fire department, which was the main thing. And we had some good music. I was able to do my set. And with my new setup, and it went flawless, except for my finger. I guess it was the humidity or something. I don't know. When I'd hit it on the phone to stop the track, it wouldn't catch. So a couple of times, track started before I needed it to. And I'd have to stop it so I could talk and then start it. So I'd hit it 2 or 3 times before it would stop. So I don't know how to do that, how to get around that yet. I'll figure it out. But it'll be the same thing when you're sweating. And, you know, you try to do that on the phone. So I'm going to have to figure something out there, how to do that and get a better system for that. But other than that, the amp sounded good. And, of course, the tracks were great and the mic was great. They did a great job. John and Casey did a great job with the PA, running the PA. All sounded great. All the artists did great. Everyone sounded great. The auctioneers did great with raising the money. So it really was, even with the rain and everything, it really was a good time. And the cool thing is, too, man, like they had a big drink cart out there by like Pepsi. It was Pepsi. They raised they get enough sponsorship that all the drinks were free for the people, not just for the artists, but for the people too. So you had free drinks, so water, Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain, whatever they had, it was free. Imagine that, going to a festival and your drinks are free, or to an event and the drinks are free. Normally you have to pay crazy prices for that, but it was free. I'm like, wow. Free cotton candy, free popcorn. I mean, free. So that was all donated ahead of time to be able to do that. Now, they could have charged for it if they wanted, but they didn't. They gave it for free. I thought that was pretty cool. Very good. I also gave out a lot of radio stuff, which is what I do at these events, any of the events I go to. We've got coffee mugs. We got letter openers, and we got some magnets left. We got some of those tools left. The little screwdriver sets. We got stuff like that left. So when I go to these events to get people to learn about HLE radio, I give that away. I give that stuff away. And we were able to give quite a bit of HLE radio stuff away. So that was good. So that's where the dual part comes in too. Get more radio listeners as well. So it's twofold, and I like it. So it was all good. Good time had by all. Money was raised for the volunteer fire department. And set went good. And we got some more radio listeners. Got that stuff passed out and gave it away. It all worked out great. And we got everything set to go for the next time. We got to do something that the Lord calls us to do, whatever event it is, maybe, that the Lord calls us to, we're ready. So praise the Lord for that. And we'll leave it right there. Make sure and check out thehunterlogan.com website, YouTube channel. Subscribe if you haven't. Also check me out on the morning show, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m., 9 a.m. Central Time. I hope you have a good one. I'll see you.
Oh, preach it now.